Let's go, baby.
It's Botch Talk episode 5.
Five time. Baby.
This is the episode. This is episode 5 of Botch Talk. On this episode, we will be discussing Night of Champions. We will also be talking to a special little guest that we got coming in.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
A little hint for you guys. He's here sitting right next to us, but we're going to go ahead and hold off on that until later on today.
All right. And then we're going to be discussing Raw and then some rumors, whatnot. And then we got a little Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Woo! All right. Let's see if Vic can get a redemption from last week.
Yeah, fuck you.
Okay, so you want to start with Night of Champions, Vic?
So we're Night of Champions. They had the kickoff. The kickoff was the Cosmic Wasteland against Neville and the Lucha Dragons. It was a pretty good match as a kickoff match. Not that bad.
Nah, it was not that bad. I mean,
As a card, as you looking at it that way, as who the fuck is wrestling?
Yeah, I mean, I was excited for it. It was
entertaining match.
It was good. I'm just surprised that the Cosmic Wasteland beat them.
Yeah, me too. And I feel like the reason why they did that is because they're known as a joke, dude. They really are.
Especially with Stardust's too, and that's what's sad. Stardust has a lot of potential.
The shitty thing is, though, is that Stardust is trying to follow pretty much like in Goldust's footsteps.
Oh my.
And it's just not working out.
Do you like Stardust now or Goldust now better?
Goldust now?
Goldust now. So technically Goldust this year. Goldust sucked.
Stardust sucks.
No, I like Stardust because he's got a character.
He has Goldust, a character,
dude,
but
Goldust,
it's like
Goldust back in the day.
The reason why it's so hard for me to pay attention to Stardust is because Goldust didn't come to wrestling as someone else and then switch to a different character.
Well, that's WWE for you.
You know what I mean? Like, Goldust as Goldust, and he was Goldust. And that's why it was like, oh, shit, yeah, it's cool, whatever. But then Stardust was Cody Rhodes. He was part of freaking Randy Orton's freaking
Mustachio
trilogy.
Cody Rhodes.
And then he turned to Mustache Cody Rhodes, and he turned to Broken Nose Cody Rhodes, and then he went ahead, and now he has face paint Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, but anyways, right. That match ended up winning, which is, like you said, was pretty damn exciting. But that match was pretty... I don't want to talk about that match.
Yeah, just fuck that. Fuck the pre-show. Let's get to the actual pay-per-view.
Kevin Owens, baby.
Yeah, Kevin Owens against Ryback. I'm not going to lie. For being the first match, and with the result, I freaked. Dude, when the fucking ref got to 3, I freaked.
Yeah, no, it was pretty tight, man. The sad thing is, man, is we did have Ryback here the other day. He was talking about how he wanted to move up and keep that title and everything. And
I think we kind of
fucked him. I feel like we
jinxed Ryback.
We kind of jinxed him. I'm sorry, Ryback. Maybe we'll have you here in a couple weeks, and hopefully you can let us know how you feel about that.
You know
about
what?
That loss.
I will explain though, and I'll discuss it when we get to Raw. But I think this is going to turn Ryback's character, and I'll explain it because that match he had on Raw, he kind of showed it.
There's no way that Ryback is going to turn heel.
No, not heel. I don't think he's going to turn heel. I don't think he's going to change like attire wise or anything, but like his personality, the way he looks at it. I'll explain it when we get to Raw. I'll explain it. But dude, Kevin Owens is champion. I was expecting Ryback to win just because he hasn't had the championship for so long, but the thing is, he made it boring.
That's not true.
He wasn't entertaining. The reason why I don't find him...
It's not that he wasn't entertaining. It's just that, okay, he didn't really, like, go against someone that was, like, a true competitor for that title.
Do you think inspirational Ryback is interesting?
Inspirational? I think...
That's what he was. He was the inspirational big guy.
I think it's dope. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, well, I like it.
Well, that's...
You don't?
No. And I think...
But you would work out to his music.
I do work out. I don't work out to his song, actually. His song is not on my playlist. If you guys actually want to check out my playlist, I will put the link on our Twitter.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
I won't.
Don't pay attention to that.
Oh, fuck me, then. It's a good workout. It's got a lot of good WWE theme songs to lift to. Ooh.
He also lifts to Mozart.
That's true.
Kevin Owens won that. Pretty damn cool, pretty damn exciting. I'm happy that he did win because I do think he will be a better Intercontinental champion than Ryback, because I feel like he has a better mic skills, better voice, and I feel like there's a potential rivalry he can have against like an actual other big dude.
Next, we had Dolph Ziggler against Rusev. It's
That's like, what is that, 3 pay-per-views in a row?
Every Raw, every fucking...
Every SmackDown.
I guess. I don't watch SmackDown. Fuck. It's just... we've seen it before. We don't want to see it again. On this one, we actually have Dolph Ziggler getting the win, which was... Oh, that was a big-ass shocker.
Yeah. The sad thing is that this match was like actually like the third longest match.
Uh-huh.
It went for almost like 15 minutes. It was like 14 minutes long, dude.
Fucking the way it ended, it was just terrible. Where fucking Summer Rae throws her shoes.
Yeah, and he's like,
you hit me with heel.
What the hell, mother?
Yeah, and then he gets, okay.
But yeah,
okay.
But yeah, so that match really didn't mean anything because of the fact that it didn't have really a title in it.
I mean, this is the story sucks.
That story sucks. All right. Fuck that match, though, because I really don't care about that match to watch. But,
Dudley Boyz.
Yes.
Against the New Day. Dudley Boyz got the win by disqualification.
See, that's fucking pissed me off.
Why?
Because I wasn't expecting for the Dudley Boyz to win, because, yeah, they're 9-time tag team champions, and they're known as such big legends, but, like, obviously they have to work for that shit. They can't just come in and get the title. But I'm pissed at the fact that the New Day won by DQ. They should have made the New Day win, like, fairly, so it actually boosts their, like...
Dude, but they're heels. It's gonna happen.
They're not even heels, though, because people like their shit.
People like them, but people like heels. Don't you notice? People booed Ryback at the match.
Technically, they're faces.
See, that's what I'm saying. There's no such thing as a heel or face anymore. People were booing Ryback against his match against...
Feels.
Oh, you know what? Fuck what I have let me, to say.
Let me feel you.
Oh, God damn it.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say that people were booing Ryback at Night of Champions.
Their feels.
Fuck what I have to say. Okay.
Right, but anyways,
We have Charlotte with Paige. Against Nikki Bella, and Charlotte gets the win.
Hello, she was with Becky Lynch as well. Don't fucking forget her.
Wait, who?
The
from what Paige has said.
The pilot. You know what? I kind of figured out what she's supposed to be. She's supposed to be like an evil scientist. Like, back in the day, they wore this. And the reason why I figured this out was because of one person who told me, and you're not going to get who the fuck told me this.
Who?
Take a guess.
Merced?
No.
Who? Koi. Yeah. His girlfriend.
My girlfriend. Your girlfriend. I love you, baby. Yeah. Yeah. She fucking told me. And it made a lot of sense. And I was just like, oh, shit, that's true. Because if you look at, like, old school shit, like, old school scientists, they have, like, crazy fucking, like, Frankenstein status and shit. Makes a lot of sense.
Becky Lynch is a shit face. I don't like her.
Yeah, she's not really that entertaining. But, yeah, so Charlotte did win the title, which is pretty cool.
By submission, man. Like, oh, that was a shocker.
The figure eight.
It was a good match, but Nikki Bella needs to, like, change the moves up a bit because they were focusing on that left leg. She kept doing the same submission holds.
That's true.
But she kept... of the fucking moves, dude, look painful.
But this, you were right with the same submission holds, dude. I think it was like 5 times she did that one leg Boston crab.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over and over again.
But I mean, like, I like how they were focusing on her left leg and stuff, but it's like, that was the whole match. It's pretty much focusing on the left leg. Out of nowhere, Charlotte does the figure eight, wins. Wouldn't that hurt you? To do the figure eight. Wouldn't that hurt you?
It's like a John Cena move.
What if she did her submission move and tapped out to her own move?
That's so stupid, though.
That's WWE. Because
the figure four does hurt you as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks painful, and if your whole left leg's fucked. Yeah, it was a good match. I'm glad Charlotte's the champion.
Yeah, me too. I feel like she can do some shit with it. But moving on from the Divas match, we had the Wyatts versus Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and who?
The fucking fan.
The fan.
The fan.
The fan who jumped in and stood next to Roman fucking Reigns. Stared him dead in the eyes.
So straight, dude. So straight backed.
Just looking at him like, what a bitch.
You know he got jail time?
Did you really?
Yeah, Chris Jericho posted it on his Twitter.
Damn.
He posted on his Twitter. He's like, oh yeah, the fan got jail time. Next time, think before you jump into our ring.
What a dumbass. Yeah, what a fucking idiot.
Like, that's why? Crazy.
It's cool.
On a pay-per-view, it's cool to see.
Yeah, it's like, cool to see, but it's like...
This dude literally got front row tickets, probably, somewhere down there.
And he paid for all this shit, and he decides to hop the fucking fence.
Probably brought his friend, check this shit out, man. Why are you dressed like an idiot? Just watch.
He looks like he was part, like... He was dressing to be, like, part of the Shield.
You know what he looked like? He looked like a promotion for Create Your Own Wrestler that they keep promoting.
Oh, like where like they fucking they just, slam against each other and there's like a bunch of different attires. Yeah, it looks like he just threw on shit and went out.
But yeah, fucking Chris Jericho was a surprise. I mean,
biggest disappointment of my life.
For you. You're not a Chris Jericho fan.
I don't know. I used to like Chris Jericho when he had his long hair. And he debuted back in the day, and it was
when he's like, ever again.
Ever.
What the fuck?
Is that close?
He did the ever.
Okay, yeah, but
again.
That was like his eighth return, dude.
I mean, his tits were out there, I'll tell you that much. Work on the pecs, dude. You're working out everything.
He's like 40-something, dude.
Dude, I don't care. He's in good shape. The pecs took...
The sodium.
He's like, just fuck chest day, huh? Just fuck chest day.
Kind of like how you like to skip leg day.
Woo! Ooh, that's why I don't wear the Roddy Piper skirt I got in my closet.
Hey, yeah.
Hairy thighs and small calves.
Small balls. All right, now we got John Cena versus...
How the fuck... Hold on. No, let's talk about the match. The match was good.
Did you like the match?
Dude, funniest part was when Chris Jericho tried to get the pin. I think it was on Strowman. Dude just throws him in the air, and then belly flops on the ring.
Yeah,
this
shit was funny.
But no, it was stupid because out of everyone that they can choose, they chose Chris Jericho. And they're like making it seem like, oh, this guy's going to help us win. Like, dude, Chris Jericho lost.
I thought it was
going to
be someone the size of Strowman or someone around that area.
Exactly. And it's like, why would you choose the guy that his last match he lost to Bray Wyatt?
They choose a dude smaller than Dean.
Yeah. Fuck.
Might as well put Goldberg out there.
WWE knowledge right there.
Yeah, it was...
But you know what? I think it's because obviously this feud's still going on. They don't have a third guy, so it's either... I was reading on the internet.
But
it's either going
to
be.
It makes sense if, like, okay, if. First of all, the feud needs to end. I'm guessing WWE sees it as, like, a new feud because it's two on three or whatever, and it's not just Roman versus Bray.
Yeah.
So it's, like, a new feud to them, so they're continuing that on. But, like, my opinion is, like, I see it as the same shit the past, like, 2 months of them doing the same fucking thing, dude. And that's something they need
to do. I feel it will happen because Hell in a Cell, they're going to have another guy. I feel like they're going to lose. Next pay-per-view, Survivor Series, and that's where they're going to get the big name, and I feel like it's going to be The Rock.
Or Daniel Bryan.
Or Daniel Bryan, there you go. And then that's where they'll win.
The funny thing is, Daniel Bryan is smaller than Chris Jericho, but Daniel Bryan can do so much more
than
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho's a belly flop in the ring.
Belly flopper. But the match was
ever.
I like how they actually got Strowman off his feet. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't been off his feet yet, so that was the first time.
I'll take him off his feet. I'll butt fuck him. Beard in between my ankles. All right. Yeah, I take that one back. I'm sorry, people. We got next. It was John Cena against Seth Rollins
Great
for the
fucking
U.S.
Match.
Now I understand why they wanted to have that one be the last match. That's why it was good.
It was a great match.
Fucking great. I'm glad it was 16 minutes long. That was the longest match of the night, and it entertaining from beginning to end.
It was cool, man. It was cool seeing Cena win the title back. I'm happy he won the title back. Like, there was a part of me that wanted Seth Rollins to keep it and I wanted him to lose the WWE championship and then kind of just take on the role of being a U.S. champion.
Yeah, but then it would destroy his whole story he's got going on
here. Yeah, I know, but that obviously didn't happen. But yeah, man, I think it was... Okay, are you gonna...
But yeah,
You gonna burp? Are you gonna burp again? There you go. There you go. How many more beers? But yeah. It was a good fucking match.
It was good.
One thing that got me a little upset. Mad about that? One thing that got me really upset is how you were talking to me about it the other day, how Cena's so fatigued and he just snaps out of it and just...
That's what he did. He's a Hulk Hogan without doing the shake.
Without having the seizure. Yeah, dude, that's one thing that's kind of dude, you need to really fix that. There's no possible way you can be that fatigued and just be I'm going to fucking bust a flex on this shit. And just have 10 seconds of real great energy.
Yeah.
And then pin 1, 2, 3 and win the fucking match.
Seth Rollins' strength, dude, when he picked up Cena, dude.
Yeah.
From the fucking mat, dude.
That was surprising. Yeah.
Way to go, strength the Rollins.
Even though Cena pretty much helped him out on that one, but yeah, it's still a big thing for Rollins.
Yeah. Then the last match. It was so bad to watch. It was so awkward to watch.
Almost died in the ring.
Right in front of us.
Yeah. It reminded me of when Triple H overheated against Curtis Axel.
Yeah, but was that one real? Do you think that one was real? Was it?
Yeah. You really think
because they were saying they were
Curtis Axel?
They were saying they could have been fake because how the cameras were just staying with him.
I'm pretty sure that shit was real. Why would they give a win to Curtis Axel over Triple H? For no possible reason.
Curtis Axel first came out and they were supposed to build him up like a beast.
Yeah, look what happened. He's imitating Hulk Hogan.
Not anymore.
You're a damn racist.
So, seeing it was sad, and just in my mind, I'm like, oh, this Undertaker-Sting match is definitely not going to happen because they both die every match.
Yeah, it was bad, man. And, his rest, he's an old man. He does a good job for how old he is and shit, but it's... he jumped off the top rope. He
surprised the shit out of me in this match because I was expecting Seth Rollins to just carry it. The fact that he took the fucking table shot.
Yeah.
Jumped through the table and fucking jumped off the top ropes. But then when I saw Seth Rollins was going for that clothesline, the dude just collapsed. no, this is so bad. He's
come on, Sting.
He has to play it off. He's so worried.
And he's like, are you okay?
No, that's what he did. When he threw him on the turnbuckle, you see him ask, is he okay?
Are you okay, Sting? And then he just yells, God damn it, Kane!
So, yeah, I mean, Seth Rollins wins. They definitely rushed the match because of the injury. Fucking Seth Rollins is celebrating. Then Sheamus' music hits, man. Everybody freaks, man. He comes out. Bro kicks him.
A good bro kick, by
the way. It was great, dude.
It was a great bro
kick. It was great. And then, fuck.
And then, who did it?
And then
what you've been waiting for?
Thing is, I creamed in my pants, and I reversed the cream from my pants. Went
back up in there.
Right when he came out.
Because he came out with a shit pigskin mask.
We got football face Kane.
It looks like he cut eyes into a flat-ass football and wrapped it around his fucking face.
Vince McMahon's Do you want the black paint? No, give me the red. I want to look stupid as fuck. Do you want to shave your goatee? I'll shave it.
It looks really weird because he doesn't have a goatee. If he had the goatee with that mask, it wouldn't look bad.
Exactly. I think.
But the fact that
he's so clean shaved, dude.
He looked like he just shaved before the match and went out there.
And then he's coming out with the fucking tank top, making him look like he just had 50 beers. See, I think if he came out with, the half sleeve like he used to wear, that would look cool.
Yeah, that would be tight. He has one fully covered and the other one fully open or whatever. And if he came out with the mask that he... Even if he wore the cutoff mask before he wore that, the one that was, cutting off around his mouth.
Yeah.
The hard mask. It's hard, you know what I mean? If he wore that,
I actually read into that. There was someone on the internet talking about why he didn't wear that mask either. Is because, I guess, that one, it was hard for him to see.
And the other one was hard for him to breathe.
The other one was hard for him to breathe. I guess this one's
so
the best one.
So they cut a fucking football
it.
Open and put it on his face.
Just do this one. God damn it, Kane.
Kane, you're going to bitch about it. He just cuts open a football.
Here, go out there and make magic.
It's like, yeah, this is pretty comfortable.
I mean,
I was disappointed with the return.
With the return, but what they're doing with the story. But
what they're doing with the story. Once I watched Raw and I realized what they are doing with the story, it made me feel a lot better.
Yeah.
It did. Okay. But the pay-per-view, out of 10, I give it a 7.
You gave it a 7? See, yeah. I gave it an 8. I liked it. The things that ruined it for me was probably just the Dolph Ziggler-Rusev match, and then obviously the rushed ending to the main event. Sting, man, you ruined my childhood. That's why you should have came earlier, buddy.
It's stupid, dude, because like, it sucks because he had this grudge against Vince McMahon for so fucking long, and he decides when he's fucking 50 years away from less than 50 years away from 100 to fucking go ahead and decide to be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to let the drug...
Woo, I'm in! Yeah. Woo!
While he beats on his chest and gives himself bruises. So damn old. Oh my gosh, dude, it was horrible. But, you know what? I gave it a 7. It wasn't too bad. I think that they could have done better, like I always say. They could have done better. But for what it's worth, I enjoyed the pay-per-view.
Yeah. What do you think, Scott Hall? How do you think about the pay-per-view?
Scott Hall? Scott Hall? Scott Hall?
Scott Hall? What are you?
Scott Hall.
Here he is, baby. We got Scott Hall in the building.
Hey, yo.
So what did you think about Night of Champions?
One more run. Huh? Seth Rollins, this message is for you. Give me one more run at the WWE Championship.
You think you have what it takes?
Give me one more run, baby.
You think you have what it takes?
Hey, yo. Give me one more run.
Okay. So, Scott
Hall. Yo. I'm talking. Give me one more run.
I can't do shit, Scotty.
Who the fuck is Scotty?
You. Okay. Do you want to do this interview or no?
Get on with it.
Okay. So, as I was asking you, what did you think about Night of Champions?
I say, you take Sting out, you put me in there, you give me one more run at this WWE Championship. And I'll show you results.
You think you have what it takes to hang with Seth Rollins?
I got what it takes to hang with any of those boys in there.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're looking better since you're sobering up here.
3 months.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice. How do you feel?
I feel like I got one more run for this WWE Championship.
Have you talked to Vince about it? Triple H? Anybody?
Just contemplating about it.
Okay, so you telling me you have one more run is not going to do shit.
I got one more run, man.
Have you talked to X-Pac, like, recently or anything?
He's too busy fucking China.
Oh, okay. He still fucks China, huh?
About one more time.
Oh, okay.
You got any alcohol?
Oh, dude, you're sober. Come on, buddy.
I just want one more run.
Okay, how about you go run the fuck out of here? Oh, that's okay, Scotty. If you want to stay, you can chill for a bit. Hang
hey,
out.
Yo.
With...
Yo.
Yeah.
Give me one more run.
Vic, do you have anything to say to Scotty? Good old Scott Howe.
Do you want one more run, dude? We can get you one more.
Give me one more run.
Yeah, I heard you, dude. Relax.
Oh, God. This is the worst interview I've ever...
I think we should, no offense, Scott Hall, but I feel we probably should have waited to interview you so you're a little more sober.
You're a little bloated there, buddy.
You're a little bloated here.
You don't got shit for the WWE, Scott Hall. Get the fuck out of my fucking building.
Deuces.
And he threw his toothpick in my direction.
It is signed. A signed toothpick.
Oh, nice. Hey.
What does it say on there?
No, it says one more run. Okay. All right, guys. Let's talk about Raw now. I mean, I didn't see the first 30 minutes. My DVR decided to suck some dick and not fucking record it.
And so did you.
Yeah, I did. That's why I didn't see it.
Well, the beginning of Raw, it was a pretty good beginning. Bray Wyatt came out. He was shooting a small promo, and Roman Reigns actually decided to come out and interfere in that promo and go ahead and interrupt him and grew a pair down south and stepped into the squared circle.
Oh,
as if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So when it comes to Roman Reigns, I like Roman.
That's a question?
I like Roman? I like Roman, but I feel like he needs to kind of like...
Fuck off? Kinda,
no, she needs to...
Give him a mask.
More of a... No.
Give him a mask.
No.
I'm Roman with a mask. You will get pops.
They call me Romask.
I am Romask. And his theme song says, mask.
Mask.
Mask. Mask.
Smoke.
Mask. All right, go on.
But, yeah, I like how... Like, he's getting better at his mic skills.
God, like he's so talking. Awkward.
No, he's pretty good or whatever. There was one thing he did say that, like, got me boner. It was... He said, we don't have a ref. We don't need a match. We can just fight.
Oh, and that's he said. So WWE, huh?
But it was tight because they did. Like, the Wyatt family, besides Bray, got out of the ring. No ref there. And they started fighting right then and there, which is tight because it shows that Bray has a pair down south and he's ready to rumble. I loved it. It was amazing.
Too bad I missed it. Oh, cry me a river.
Too bad you missed it. So they were fighting or whatever, and then we, of course, the Wyatt family runs in when Bray's getting his ass whooped, and they come in and attack him. Who do you think came out from there, buddy?
King!
Yeah, Dean Ambrose came out.
Was he licking his lips?
Huh?
Was he licking his lips?
He came out, they were fighting, and then they started getting their ass whooped.
Fuck
and then,
my
of
question.
Course, who else came out after that?
Kane!
No. Fucking Randy Orton came out, buddy.
Yeah. Do the theme song.
I don't know if he meant... no, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I'm getting... yeah. So,
I hear voices so in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
They cancel me. They understand.
They talk to me.
They talk to me.
Yeah, okay. So Orton returns to make an even matchup. It was a great start for Monday Night Raw. I think it was a good way. The crowd was really into it. They liked it a lot. And then Rollins shows a video on the Titantron. He's looking for the Authority, and he finds Corporate Kane.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, and it's pretty cool because he's, like, standing there. Kane's actually growing his hair out. It's pretty cool if you see him.
He's looking hot.
He's going a little afro. He was, like, turned around, and he has a dope mug. Have you seen his mug that he's holding? It says, like... best director of operations.
Really?
Yeah, like all the
shit. Button. I need that for my office,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's pretty damn sick. But yeah, he's there, and Rollins was like obviously like petrified, and he was like, okay, like whoa, you know about yesterday. And Kane obviously, with the gimmick they're going with, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
The schizophrenic, huh?
Yeah, he doesn't know what they're talking about, what he's talking about. So he's like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I did set up a match for you later on today, which is you getting your rematch clause against John Cena. So, yeah.
Way to go, Kane. Know how to book a match, boy.
Yeah, and then guess what the next match is, obviously. A pay-per-view rematch. They do that every pay-per-view, all the mid-card matches. But this was a pay-per-view rematch for nothing. It was the Cosmic Wasteland against Neville and the Lucha Burritos. So, that was... All right. Dude, funniest shit, though. Sin Cara botched the biggest move, dude.
Oh.
He slipped on the top rope when...
What did he do? Come on. Oh, my God. I gotta hear it. Oh, God. Just get it out now.
Botched.
Okay, go on.
All right. Sorry, that took a while to get out. All right. But he did, he botched.
You should see this guy right now. He is wearing no pants, dude. Straight nothing.
You like my balls?
Oh.
But yeah, dude. He ended up botching this move, man. And it was like, you know when they jump from, like, the side of the ring and they jump up to the third rope? And he went to go bounce from that third rope to hop onto someone. He slips. His foot slips, dude. And he just eats shit in the middle of the ring. It was so funny.
Huh. It was I missed it.
Yeah, you did miss it. That was probably the highlight And then obviously one of the Ascensions, dude. I don't know if it was Victor or Connor. They both are. I don't know which one's who because I don't pay attention to them.
If they met a girl, and the girl's like, "Oh my God, what do you do?"
They would probably tag team her. No, in the bed. No,
listen, like, they go to a bar together.
Say, "Welcome to the Wasteland."
Oh my God, what do you do? Oh, we wrestle. Oh my God, what's your wrestling name? I'm Victor. I'm Connor. Huh? I'm Victor.
They probably get more punani than you do.
I'm Victor, and I'm Connor, and we're the Ascension.
Yeah, I guess they're talking like they're on the fucking Price is Right. So, the funny thing that I noticed about the Ascension, dude, is like every time they throw a punch, they grunt so loud. Like, ugh, ugh. And then like that small dude who tried, the one with the fucking Hulk Hogan ponytail, the bald in the top.
Victor?
Is that what it is? I don't know. One of them, a B or C. But, hey, Victor, Connor, Big Flair, Charlemagne.
Fuck, dude, what are they? I'm turning into him.
You're turning into the fucking skinny Connor. One, though. You're turning into the one with the ponytail.
I've never lifted weights in my life. Throw me in there.
Yeah, dude. Like, every time they're in the ring, I realize that. Like, that every time they step on someone or punch or anything, they grunt, dude. Like, they just fucking had sex. Yeah, Kalisto gets the pin with a nice finisher. It's called the Salida del Sol, and he picks up the win. It's actually a pretty dope suplex, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool. I gave that match actually a 7 because it wasn't too bad. It was kind of entertaining. Have you caught up yet, or are you still behind?
Is Bo Dallas versus Ryback next?
Huh? No, but yeah, it is next. But first, before that happened, Rollins finds out the Authority is there. He runs up to him, and they told him, "Don't worry about Kane. We'll take care of Kane tonight. All you got to do is worry about your rematch against John Cena and get your U.S. title back." It's pretty much what you told him. So that's all you really missed on that part.
Yeah, I'm glad I missed it then, huh? Bo Dallas versus Ryback. This I started right when the match started. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Really?
I liked it. I rated that match 7 out of 10.
Bo Dallas is getting chubs, dude.
He's turning into Bray. I don't care, dude. Yeah, Bo Dallas.
That's what he's doing.
Bo Dallas is great. And then when Bo Dallas and Kevin Owens were just like pretty much sucking each other's ass.
Like, when he's like, "I like Bo Dallas."
Yeah.
My terms, I like Bo Dallas.
On my terms for Bo Dallas. Fuck me. I am stupid. I shouldn't have said that.
You want to suck my ass?
Not on yours. My terms. You want to suck my ass? Not yours.
Shit.
That was a good match. Dude, that fucking meat hook. Did you see it?
Oh, when he just like flip?
Yeah.
It was a good one. It was a good meat hook.
A good meat hook.
And then, yeah, after the
That's
match.
A good name for a finisher.
It wasn't a finisher. It's a signature. No, you're shit.
Oh, okay, yeah. Watch Raw all the way, actually, okay?
Shut the fuck up, dude. At least I watch it on the time it's on.
Oh, do you? It comes on for 5 o'clock for me, dude.
Okay, do you watch it at 5 o'clock or do you watch it the next day?
Sometimes I watch it at night, and I still get to watch before you with your bullshit 9 o'clock.
Fuck you.
Woo!
Kevin Owens then attacks Ryback after the pinfall. The commentary was great. I like how JBL and Owens pretty much stayed heel throughout the whole commentary.
Yeah, well, JBL goes for every bad guy or someone shitty. That's all he goes for.
Kevin Owens just makes Michael Cole look like an idiot.
Yeah, and then he's like, "I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, Byron. I'm just really trying to ignore you right now."
Yeah. That's
fucking racist, dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But did you like the match?
Yeah, I gave it a 7 out of 10. I thought it was pretty interesting.
It lasted pretty long, though. I thought it was going to be... Because when I saw that he was fighting Bo Dallas, I pictured him, like, taking his anger out on him and kind of just whooping his ass so bad.
Listen, this is where I'm telling you, this is where he's going to change his character. Bo Dallas is this inspirational motherfucker, heel-wise. Ryback was inspirational, you know? But I feel like now he's just going to be, like, pissed off all the time.
I don't think so.
And that's what we're going to want to see. He was pissed off that whole match.
The reason why he lost the title, to be honest, is because in a couple months, I feel like they're going to make him go for the WWE Championship.
No, Ryback?
They'll put him in that card.
No.
They will. But,
but
then once he beat, what the fuck is his name? B.O. Bo Dallas. Once he beat him.
Bo Dallas. Yeah.
BD, big dick. Okay, once he beats him or whatever.
Beats him off?
Yeah. Kevin Owens comes in and attacks Ryback, and it looks like he's going to beat him up. And then Ryback gives Kevin Owens a good meat hook.
Good old meat dick. Yeah. I'm going to give you my dick, boy. Just stay right there.
That's my signature in the bedroom. Okay. Call it the meat hook.
He does it on other guys.
Thanks, dude.
Trust me, I've witnessed. I've been a part of it. I've been the meat dicked.
You've been dicked.
I've been meat dick Benedict.
Vindicted.
Vindicted. Vindicted.
Woo!
Dude.
So then after that, we had my boy. The Nature Boy. Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Vic Flair. Yeah.
Did you understand anything he was fucking saying?
Huh?
I love my baby. I love my babies.
Dude, he's old. Fuck you. Alright. He talks about how happy he is and how happy a father he is. And his proudest moment isn't about winning any of the titles he won, all 16 of them. It's about remembering his daughter sit front row or whatever and her finally winning the title now. And this is his proudest moment. Charlotte comes out, and Charlotte Page and Becky PCB does. What was it? What was their porn star name?
Sorority.
Submission sorority.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then all three of those come out. Charlotte was thanking everyone for everything. They did the woo together. The woo. You know, they did that together, and then the best thing in the world fucking happened.
Oh, the turn.
The turn from...
love it.
Dude, it was so amazing. It made her even hotter.
Huh?
It made her even hotter.
Dude, yes.
It was so good.
She was just saying it how it was. And remember...
So good.
Thing is, dude, we were at that Raw. You and me were at the Raw where AJ Lee had the pipe bomb. Remember? Yeah. And I honestly think this was extremely better.
Yeah, she did a way better job. It was just tight, man. She was talking shit about everybody. She was talking about everyone's how, Natalie, do you even work here?
Yeah.
Like, dude, that was amazing.
Do her accent.
Huh? Who?
Paige.
Natalie, do you even work here anymore?
What? Natalie, do you work here? The favorite thing that she said, she was like, when she was asking the crowd, she's like, or she was pretty much saying, she's like, you know how the Bellas got where they were? And then she looks at the crowd and she was like, you all know. You know why she said that?
What does she mean by that?
Tell me. You didn't know what she meant? How did you take it? Because I'm sure maybe people took it differently, but I took it as pretty much John Cena's the reason they got where they were.
Really? Because she's dating John Cena?
Yeah.
I would agree with you.
I feel like maybe that was like a real thing that she's saying because like John Cena has a lot of creative control in the back.
Yeah.
Making Nikki win.
Mickey Nicky win. But funny ass shit. I was at my brother's today, and he's like, "Dude, I'm calling it a pipe bomb because it's pretty much like a pipe bomb," and he called it a tamp bomb. Funny.
Sexism is hilarious.
Shout out to you, bro, for real.
Sexism you killed is hilarious.
It. Yeah, sexism is hilarious.
Sexism.
After the whole pipe bomb, Nikki and her crew comes out.
Nikki and her crew?
Nikki and her crew.
Nikki Bree and the black one.
Nikki Bree and the one who's just there. Come out, and they talk a little shit back to Paige.
Shit to Paige. Paige left already.
No, because she said Paige... Oh, she left, but she was commenting towards Paige's pipe bomb.
Yeah, I mean... Tampon. Whatever. Her tampon. And then... Of course Charlotte cries because I guess she's crying every fucking match. And
well,
every
it's
fucking...
her first title win, and it's Ric Flair's daughter.
Woo!
Woo! I feel like she's my daughter.
Not the custodian!
Really.
What? What does he say? Not the custodian. What the fuck am I thinking? Jetfly!
Oh, dude.
Harass!
Don't do that. I should signature that because that's...
Should what?
Signature that because that's me.
Say it.
No. You don't deserve to hear it yet. I will do it.
Okay, after. Fuck you. After that, we had Bree.
Limousine ride. Jet fly. That's all you
got. Son of a gun.
Son of a gun.
All right, we got Bree Bella against Charlotte.
Bree Bella against Charlotte.
Every time we talk about Charlotte. We're gonna say it like that.
Dude, did you notice Bree's ass crack was like showing like half
No,
the match?
Because I was just falling asleep.
Were you?
Dude, it was her just basically doing what Nikki did at the pay-per-view, just going after the leg the whole time.
Yeah, and then
she gets the fucking figure eight and wins.
Yeah. It's funny.
Because we're all expecting Brie Bella to win.
The plumber crack was hanging out a little bit. Not that satisfying.
Daniel Bryan was probably like, that's my baby.
Put on some clothes, baby.
What'd you rate that match?
I didn't even rate it. But but we did, after that, we had the match to pass time. I gave it the match to pass time.
Sheamus and Mark. Dude, Mark Henry. Sheamus comes out. Mark Henry's song is so low, dude. You can't even hear it. So but you know it's Mark Henry. Dude. Like, oh, no.
Dude, it's like, he's such a jobber. It sucks, dude, because he's like a big dude, and he can actually do shit, man. He's such a jobber.
Dude, you know what I put on my notes?
What?
I put Sheamus versus Mark Henry. Well, this was a last-minute decision.
I wrote Sheamus versus Mark Henry, am I watching SmackDown?
Oh.
Because it was pretty, it was a pointless match, man. It really was.
Once again, a match to make Sheamus look good. Dude, the fucking broke kick was terrible. Did you see it?
Yeah, I was drifting out of that match just because it was a waste of a time match.
It was a good match.
It was like a 4-minute match.
It was good for what it was and for how shitty Mark Henry is, but that broke kick ruined that whole match. So I gave it a 4 out of 10.
All right, well, then anyways, after the four, that's 40%, dude. You give him a fail, and you're saying it's good. Thanks. After that
match... For a Mark Henry match, that's fucking passing.
Okay, that's horrible. Kane and the Authority finally have the talk. And she says, just give it to me, Stephanie McMahon. And then Kane gives her a fucking
high five.
And then, did you hear the way she said five? She's like... I didn't ask for a high five.
No.
Did you hear that?
No.
Dude, I was cracking up when I heard that. I didn't ask for a high five. And then Cage is just like, oh, I'm sorry, mate. Like, okay.
British television. Do Triple H British.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
No.
No. You're a wizard, Harry.
Okay. So stupid, but
I'm liking it though. I like the story.
But I love Kane, man. It made me not like during the pay-per-view. I didn't like how he came with that mask and shit. But now I know his personality. I know he has like schizophrenia and he doesn't know what the fuck is going on. It's cool to see him doing that.
I liked when Stephanie asked for the mask, then Kane's like, oh, it was in here, and then she's like, it's not in there, and then he just turns like.
He's like
fucking switch, dude.
Really, really bad.
Five.
No, I didn't say give me five, you fucking idiot.
But dude, I actually rated that segment 10 out of 10.
Did you really?
Dude, the thing that sucks is it's going to be Kane against Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell. Do you think Kane is actually going to win?
I hope he does.
I do too. I think it would actually be pretty fucking cool to see Kane as a champion before he retires.
Yes, that would be the shit.
And it's... He needs it for how much he's helped the company.
It would be such a surprising thing, like, to happen. Yeah, and he deserves it, because he does help the company out a lot and shit. But it would be such a big shock and surprise to everyone, like, and it would make the storyline badass.
Yeah, because if he loses, it's like he loses all the momentum he just built.
Yeah. I'm hoping that they let him win. I'm hoping that nothing bad happens or some bullshit happens with J&J security. Like,
dude, they're gone.
They're not gone, dude. They're not gone. I know they're coming back. J&J, I know they're coming back.
Yeah, I rated that segment 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it was a good segment.
The saddest thing is that's the highest rated thing from this Raw.
Really?
For me.
Well, it's because I like Kane. Kane is the number one attraction right now, I believe.
No, he is not. Dude, I'm looking on the internet. People are talking shit about it still. About how Kane's gonna be in the main event picture, but like me, I'm fucking loving it.
Yeah, I'm excited for that shit.
Woo!
It's gonna be dope. But after that segment, we did have the 6-man tag match, another one.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2/3 of the New Day and Rusev versus the Dudleys and Ziggler. of Dolph Ziggler. So,
yeah.
Dude, the match started off slow, but it became good.
It was good after the commercial. Yeah. Xavier Woods was playing the Rusev thing on the trombone.
Dude, I heard of that.
That was pretty good. I was like, what? It took Michael Cole like forever to figure it out, because like he was playing it for a while, and then Michael Cole's like, "I think this is Rusev's theme song." No fucking shit.
Can you do
shit.
A Michael Cole voice?
No. What does he say? He just has stupid shit.
Are you kidding me?
That just sounds like a stupid person.
Yeah, I gotta give Michael Cole credit. He's been there for a long time.
Dude, he sucks as a commentator.
He doesn't suck.
He should be in fucking Renee's spot. I
received an email from the anonymous
put
general.
On his stupid thin glasses.
Oh, you making fun of him because you can't see?
Mm-hmm.
He'll whoop your ass.
It was a good move. There were some good moves. The Rusev and Big E smushing Ziggler.
That was sick.
Every man's dream right there, huh?
That's horrible.
Oh, okay.
But that was definitely, I wrote that down as well, dude. That was a good fucking move. Like, if they would ever become a tag team, or even two big dudes becoming a tag team, that's definitely a good move to go with. I liked how Ziggler took part in the Dudley Boys move.
Yeah, but he fucked up the what's up.
Yeah, he did. He was like, what's up?
Yeah. Like, come on, dude. At least...
He didn't do the what's up.
Yeah. Now, does that not count as a disqualification?
It's a move.
It's a move. It's a fucking low blow.
But the ref never sees it.
The ref saw it.
Bitch at it, dude.
Fucking WWE knowledge, man. I want to be a fucking writer for WWE. I would make some cool fucking
shit.
You
want to be like Vince Russo?
You know how fucking good I would be at writing?
Like Vince Russo.
I would be Vince Russo times 800. Yeah. Random number. I would make a Cena heel turn so fast, and they will fucking applaud it.
Yeah, and then... Every fucking kid from Make-A-Wish would...
Every kid would applaud it, too. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to have the U.S. Open Challenge. I'm going to have, like, a fucking up-and-coming person to challenge him. A good fucking face. Not Cesaro. He's two-faced. Give me, like... Who'd be a good face that's kind of lower?
A good face that's down, like, yeah. Down there?
Not, like, down, but, like...
Adrian Neville?
Someone better. That's too low. That's fucking pre-show low. I don't want a pre-show low.
Mid-card?
I'm talking about, okay, let's say we get... You know what? I'll take Cesaro. But he's too big. I need someone weaker. Who's weaker?
Bo Dallas.
Bo Dallas is a heel. Let's say Daniel Bryan comes back, dude. Listen to this. I'll take this one. U.S. Open Challenge. Daniel Bryan comes back. Cena fucking loses. Fucking flips, dude. Chair shots. Says, I want my my rematch clause now. Pins him, wins it back,
yeah,
or walks off.
Yeah, because I guess he can just call it when he wants.
He's going to fucking do it.
It's a Money in the Bank rematch clause.
He's
going to
do it.
That.
Would you not murk the fuck out?
I would murk the fuck out. Yeah. That would be cool.
There you go. I win. Yeah, but, I win.
Okay, congrats, dude. Too bad you're not a fucking writer for WWE.
Give me the job. Listen
Vince
to this.
Vince Russo 800.
That's my new Instagram name. Check it out.
But, of course, the New Day obviously wins by the distraction
cool
of Xavier Woods. Mm-hmm. And then the super kick to D-Zig and Rusev wins. The thing is that it's crazy how he didn't kick out of the super kick.
Why?
Because that's
kick.
Not his finisher.
But it was a good kick.
Doesn't matter.
It's his signature.
Cool beans. Then we had the Big Show versus Cesaro. Boring ass match.
Oh, man. Actually, it was Natalia versus someone. I forgot.
Didn't I write that down? Yeah, I didn't even look for that match.
See, and I even
put... It was Natalia versus Naomi.
Naomi, and I put, didn't watch. And then, after that, it was Triple H and Seth Rollins in the back. You didn't watch that either?
Unless I didn't write about it, what was it about?
Yeah, fuck you, dude. I watch more than you then, bitch.
No, you don't. You don't even watch SmackDown.
Oh, you don't watch NXT.
Okay, that's not a WWE network.
Yeah, it is.
It's on the WWE network, though.
Which you have.
I can watch it anytime.
Which you have.
You can't watch SmackDown.
Who the fuck does?
Real wrestling fans.
World Wrestling Federation. I'm a wrestling fan. I watch SmackDown. Damn, fuck you.
Stupid head.
But it was Triple H. Pretty much Seth Rollins doing his bitching and complaining to Triple H about Kane. And Triple H just pretty much like yelled at Seth Rollins. So pretty much, you know what could happen?
Did the motivational yell? Was it the motivational?
No, he's like, I forgot what he said. Honestly, it was like, just cut it out. Like, pretty much like that. Just stop.
Yeah, and he, like, grabbed it. He was rubbing his neck and shit, right? He's like, just cut it out.
Yeah. So, what could happen at a Hell in a Cell if Kane does win, which it, I think would start the Seth Rollins Triple H for Survivor Series?
Oh, yeah? And then he doesn't get his rematch clause.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to take it right away.
I guess you're right. The only way he would win.
But then who would Kane face?
But why would that start a feud with Triple H unless Triple H somehow...
Something has to happen at Hell in a Cell. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, at this point, I'm guessing Seth Rollins isn't losing his title until Survivor Series.
No, man. Kane, man.
Because that's a big fucking pay-per-view.
Kane, dude.
Kane will win.
So what? There can't be title changes at little pay-per-views?
Little pay-per-view.
Fuck you.
Fucking idiot.
Fuck you. Yeah,
no, it's not that. It's just, I'm just saying that I think they're going to wait till Survivor Series till he actually loses it.
Okay. So yeah, Cesaro versus Big Show next. The whole time, like, the commentary is just trying to make Big Show seem like he's a beast. Like, I guess he just never fucking lost before, thinking he'll be the
man. When he was throwing his promo out?
No. Like, when the match was going on, like, fucking Michael Cole, JBL, and Byron's Faxton. Fucking, they're just making him seem like he's the man that will stop Brock Lesnar, which is like, come on.
Yeah, it's stupid. And he has like this huge ass promo after he wins, saying that he's gonna beat Brock and he's done it before, and he called Brock, quote unquote, a vanilla gorilla.
He did? I didn't catch that.
What? Yeah, he ended up calling him a vanilla.
The match though, when Cesaro did the suplex over the ring or over the ropes.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool.
Strong man, huh?
He is pretty strong. Works out with John Cena. But yeah, he said he's going to beat Brock. He's done it before, and he talked about how he's going to punch him in the face, give him the knockout punch.
I want to give him one of these.
And he shows his fucking sausage fingers.
Okay, like, do you really believe Big Show? Like, what are the chances Big Show's going to beat Brock Lesnar?
There's none, but, and, like, because he's a... They're trying to make it seem like he's still the big, giant, amazing person he was a long time ago and how intimidating he was. But it's not like that anymore because he's been beaten too many times and he's worn out and washed up.
Yeah.
I still like him, the Big Show. Like, I do.
He did have a point in his promo.
Yeah.
How's Brock Lesnar going to suplex him?
That's true. He's like, oh, I like what he said, though. Did you hear what he said? He's like, I guarantee my ass ain't going to. He's like,
Suplex City. Yeah.
Yeah, he said some shit like that. And it was pretty cool. But we'll see how it goes, man. We'll see how many suplexes he gets.
What do you rate that match?
The Cesaro one?
Yeah.
I give the promo a better rating than the fucking match, dude.
Yeah.
The promo was pretty cool. He actually
I think that's why I rated it 3 out of 10. I think the promo made it.
Made it a 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, we did have the...
main event?
Main event. It was a Cena and Rollins rematch for the U.S. title. What was cool was Cena was doing his stupid shit where he takes his shirt off and talks about how, well, he was like, you know, doing his fucking promo he always does when he takes his shirt off, throws it in the ring. I like how Rollins just attacked his ass right before the match started.
Very heelish.
Very heelish. Very good. Very, very good.
I noticed throughout the whole match, anytime Cena did anything, dude, all you heard were fucking kids.
Really?
Cheering, dude. Yeah, if you want to rewatch it, rewatch it. It's just kids. Nothing but kids. That's all you heard. Cheering.
Have you noticed Cena's balding?
Yeah.
Like, he has, like, that army haircut, but, like, where he has,
yeah,
like,
I know.
That
I've
hair.
Noticed it.
Yeah, he's fucking balding, dude. It's pretty funny. Sooner or later, he's just going to go completely bald.
He could pull it off. He'll be the Rock, and he'll take the Rock poses on Instagram.
Oh, the fucking from under, down the, low, under yeah. the neck.
Every
fucking
picture, dude, just like
under the neck, with the fucking smile and the yeah. veins popping out. Yeah, this match was a little boring. I did get good.
I think it was just it was kind of like the same as the pay per view.
Yeah, like, I like how he used like Cena's submission move.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was pretty cool. The only thing is that Cena went ahead and did the whole fatigue thing again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't get it. Dude, he fucking... Dude, what pissed me off is Seth Rollins did a perfect frog splash. And this motherfucker
so
just
fast.
Rolls up.
So he gets pinned 1-2, does the quickest roll.
Yeah.
The fastest attitude adjustment, pins him 1-2-3. Like,
yeah, Jesus.
Like he never fucking got frog splashed. It just made the move look so weak.
Yeah.
Because he did it so fast. Like he should have kicked out first and then did his fucking comeback.
And then on the Titantron, Kane comes up. Corporate Kane, to be exact. Kind of awkward, though, because you could tell it was pre-recorded, because he was like, hey, Seth. Seth, up here. Like, Seth Rollins is already looking at you, dude. So, Seth Rollins, I screwed up. I don't think he was supposed to look at the Titantron so early, but...
Yeah, I love the ring thing, how he came out of the ring.
I don't like that.
I love it. It's the most, like, vintage badass wrestling thing as a scary dude you can do. The Undertaker used to do it, and then Kane did it for a little bit back then. It was when they were both, like, in their prime. So it's pretty cool to see them actually do this shit again. Sucking D, bro?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, he drags him under the ring. Then you see the fog coming out from under the ring.
I like how he's kicking him in the face, bro.
Dude, Seth Rollins is kicking him. Kane didn't know what to do. He's like, oh, fuck.
And he was running around like, hey, get back here.
get back here.
And he drags him under. The smoke was tight, dude. It was a great ending. I'm not sure where they're going to take this, though, because Seth Rollins did go under the ring. And every time that happens...
Yeah, you think he'll be gone for a while?
Yeah, they're gone for a while. So
you think, like, next week, like, Triple H will be like, where's Seth? And then Corporate Kane's like, what do you mean?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's like, what are you talking about, Triple? Triple H?
Yeah, Triple. That's what he's saying. Hey, Triple.
What are you talking about, Hunter? You want to go bang bitches? But, yeah, so I'm thinking he's gonna be out for at least, like, 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm hoping they just don't do some stupid shit to where, like, it shows him on the Titantron and he doesn't know where he is.
Oh,
you know what
no.
I mean? If they do
help
that,
me!
He's like, help me! And it's just like he's in, like, a boiler room with the lights off.
Mankind's in the corner and just crouched over.
The fucking commissioner sign.
The commissioner's shirt.
Yeah. Fucking stupid. But yeah, that was the end of Raw. That's how it ended.
What did you think about it?
It was a great ending. I like the Raw. The Raw
out of 10.
The Raws right after the pay-per-view are always pretty dope. This one was good enough for me. I liked it a lot. I give it an 8.
You give it an 8? Yeah, I gave it a 7. Kane was at 7.
Kane was at a fucking 10 plus.
Fuck, I just want to post a picture of Kane. If you check out the Twitter banner we got on, it's Kane.
Yeah, did you change it?
Yeah. Check it out.
Kane.
If you don't like it, you can change it. But.
Say jeez.
All right. So, you guys, it's about that time. We are going to do Who
Wants to Be a Millionaire? Money.
All right, Vic, you need to redeem yourself. I am 1-0 right now.
I do need to redeem myself.
So you want to go first or me?
Fucking up. You go ahead.
You want? Okay. Okay. So my questions are kind of hard.
Thanks, dude.
Okay. Okay. So my first question, Kane related, obviously. Who was Kane trained by?
Fuck you, man.
Listen to this one: Kevin Nash, Dean Malenko, Superfly Jimmy Snuka, or The Undertaker?
Shit. Oh. This sucks, dude. This is a hard question because I would say The Undertaker. I don't know if I should go with that because, like, just because they're supposedly, well, they're related, you know, and Undertaker's an older man. I'm gonna go with The Undertaker.
Is that your final answer?
No.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Fuck it. Yeah, I'll go with The Undertaker.
No, it was not.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
No.
Dean Malenko.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dean Malenko trained Kane.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
That's a shocker. All right. All right. How long?
Go.
You want to do that again?
No, I'm not.
All right. Idiot. All right. So how long did...
Vic did that himself, by the way, people.
I didn't. That was you.
Okay.
All right. My question... How long has The Big Show been in WWE?
In WWE?
How long? When did he... Yeah. How long?
So not WCW.
How long has he been in WWE?
Okay.
Okay, so it's either going to be...
Is it WCW and WWE or just...
How long has The Big Show been in WWE?
Okay.
A, 20 years. B, 18 years. Or C, 21 years.
18.
Is that your final
answer? Yes.
Nope. It's actually 20 years, dude. I apologize. He debuted in 2005.
So. It's 2015.
He debuted in 1995.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Look it up.
I did. That's how I got the answer.
He debuted in WCW 1995.
He debuted in 1995.
Dude, look it up again. Vic, you're giving me wrong facts.
His debut was in 1995.
Okay. In WCW.
And WWE.
Dude, WWE, he debuted when it was against Austin and Vince McMahon. That's like 1998, 1999.
1995.
Look it up.
I did.
Look it up. Bullshit, dude.
Go ahead and give me your question.
No. You're bullshit. I was right, wasn't I?
No, you weren't. Let's just finish this off.
And we can dude, hold on. Fuck you, Vic. Okay. I'm not... Because if I lose, I'm not losing because of your wrong answer.
You got the wrong answer, buddy.
You're an idiot.
Stupid Which head.
I'm going to prove you wrong. Which Royal Rumble entrant number has the most wins? 20, 30, 15, 27.
27.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. I know.
Okay, well, I got the other one right, too. So fuck
you got that one wrong. All right, so what year did The Shield debut? 2011, 2012, or 2013?
2012. No.
2011.
You fucking idiot. Okay, so I looked it up real quick. It was the Saint Valentine's Day Massacre in 1999.
Oh, yeah, he debuted. WWE owns WCW, so he
debuted. Dude, then why? No, you're an idiot.
In 1995. And that's
I just asked you, was it WCW and WWE?
You can't ask a question over a question, dude.
You're right, an idiot. I'm not taking that loss.
All right, I'll give you the fucking answer. All right, we're tied. All right. Well, technically, we're not, because you just got this one wrong. So go ahead, dude. Give me your last fucking
Which
answer.
Theme did Randy Orton use once and actually wanted to use as his theme song?
CM Punk. You didn't have to give me the fucking questions, bitch. Ooh. Yeah. All right, so...
If I get this one right, we're tied.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal. All right. All right. How many times did The Rock win the WWE Championship? / WWF Championship, okay?
Fuck you.
Fucking no issues, dipshit. A, 6 times. B, 7 times. C, 9 times.
7.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You got it right, you motherfucker.
Yeah!
All right, we are tied this week, guys. We are tied.
Blit. Blit. Botch. That makes me still in the lead, bitch, because you can't get normal fucking questions.
No, it doesn't. You just don't know your shit. Alright, guys, thank you for listening to our podcast. I know it was a really long one. Follow us on our Twitter, Boss Talk. Check us out on Instagram, Boss Talk. Send us anything you guys want at our Gmail, BossTalk@gmail.com.
Boss Talk.
We do have a shout out to give, ladies and gentlemen. Man. It is on Twitter, actually. Go ahead and check him out and follow him. It's Amazing1MDB.
M as in man, D as in dick, and B as in boy.
Check him out. Check out his Twitter. Pretty dope. He's passionate about WWE. Check his shit out. Wolfpack, baby. Let's go, Ziggler. You know how it does.
Hey, before we leave, Scott Hall, do you got anything to say to the fans?
Give me one more run, baby, at the WWE Championship. Let's go, Botch Talk, baby. Woo!